Highbridge Audio presents There But For The by Ali Smith. Read for you by Anne Flosnick. The fact is, imagine a man sitting on an exercise bike in a spare room. He's a pretty ordinary man, except that across his eyes and also across his mouth, it looks like he's wearing letterbox flaps. Look closer, and his eyes and mouth are both separately covered by little grey rectangles. They're like the censorship strips that newspapers and magazines would put across people's eyes in the old days, before they could digitally fuzz up or pixelate a face to block the identity of the person whose face it is. Sometimes these strips or bars or boxes would also be put across parts of the body which people weren't supposed to see, as a protective measure for the viewing public. Mostly they were supposed to protect the identity of the person in the picture from being ascertained. But really what they did was make a picture look like something underhand or seedy or dodgy or worse had happened. They were like a proof of something unspeakable. When this man on the bike moves his head, the little bars move with him like the blinkers on a horse move when the horse moves its head. Standing next to the sitting man, so that their heads are level, is a small boy. The boy is working at the grey bar over the man's eyes with a dinner knife. "Ow!" the man says. "Doing my best," the boy says. He is about 10 years old. His fringe is long. He is quite long-haired. He is wearing flared jeans embroidered in yellow and purple at the waistband, and a blue and red T-shirt with a Snoopy on the front. He forces the thing off the man's eyes so that it flicks off and up into the air almost comically, and hits the floor with a metallic...